Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of It's a Long Road, the Rambo series podcast. I am your host, and with me, of course, is my co-host Dom. Dom, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, Ryan? I'm good. How's everything?
Things are going pretty good. Things are going okay. Good. Sort of a somber start to our episode. We'll get the somber stuff out of the way first. It is our intention to finish the film today, but kind of like no joke aside, we might not be able to because we have some things to talk about. We have some show notes, things to talk about. We have emails to read. We have Frank coverage galore to cover. And
of
then,
course.
And then final moments of a Rambo 5 Last Blood. But first, before we get into the Rambo talk, of course, at the time of this recording, just over 24 hours ago, we got the news of Carl Weathers passing. And Dom, I would like to turn it over to you to hear your thoughts on that news.
Yeah, I was driving home from work. And I was stuck in some traffic and I took a glance at my phone, which I shouldn't have probably done. But I saw that and I was like, sure. Oh, no. I was struck by that because especially I think I was watching like a football game last week and he was in like a FanDuel, the betting app. He was in one of the commercials and he's always a guy that he looks so good for his age and he's always been so healthy and in such good shape. And I was like, ah, man, it hit me hard. I immediately started contacting people that I knew to tell them, including you. You were probably sleeping.
Yep.
I had to give you the bad news to wake up to. But yeah man, I mean, past Rocky. I mean, say what you want to say, and then I mean, we'll talk about some of the stuff he's done.
No, you keep going. You keep going. I want to hear your thoughts.
I was just going to say, past Rocky, I mean, he's like such a versatile actor. He did, obviously, he was in Happy Gilmore, which I grew up with. I watched that as a kid just as much as I watched like Rocky. His character in that movie has always been with me. And he, I didn't know, but recently I discovered he directed a lot of stuff too, like television shows. He directed a couple episodes, actually, The Mandalorian, which he was on.
Right.
But he also did a Law and Order episode, I think like Hawaii 5-0, the reboot. In his older age, he was getting into directing a little bit more, which was cool to see. Action Jackson of that movie. Ridiculous movie. Oh, man. I just love everything he's done, Carl Weathers. And yeah, he's going to be missed.
He will be missed. And as most people know, I'm in the Middle East right now, serving my country, serving your guys' freedom. You're welcome. No, I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm the real hero around here.
Woo!
You know, I am in the Middle East. I am on deployment right now in the Canadian military in Qatar. And my time is coming to an end here. I think the next time you and I record, actually, no, that's not true. We might have one more recording with me here. We might throw one in just before I leave. But anyways, the point is, I'm leaving here shortly, but I'm on a different time zone. Of course, all my family and friends live in North America. So I woke up to the news on my phone. My phone was blown up with messages from friends and family. And I thought somebody had died, but I thought somebody close to me had died. Right. And because it was like scary, I saw all these messages on Messenger. Anyway, so of course it was crazy when I was like literally foggy eyed and scratching the crusties out of my eyes, and like still getting like night vision to day vision reading. I'm like, what? No, this can't be right. But you know, I'm going to speak more of this. I just want people to know that I will speak more to this on the Rocky podcast. So if you want, check out the next episode of the Rocky podcast. I think it's going to be, it'll be Rocky 4 episode 1, if you can believe it. Our next episode we're covering Rocky 4, our season 4.
Awesome.
Will be Rocky. So yeah, funny enough, we're covering the film where Apollo dies. I know it's weird. I know. So we're going to speak to that. So with my co-host, Katie and Kyle, I'm going to share my thoughts there as well. So I'll try my best not to repeat the people that listen to both podcasts, but go check that out if you want to hear more of my thoughts on Carl, of course, because his big moments in the Rocky films. But yeah, I was blown away. He's 76 years old. I shared a quick video message on my Facebook and YouTube as well. I gave a quick little tribute as best I could off the top of my head because I just wanted to share something while it's fresh in my brain. So you can check that out as well on my socials on the Going the Distance or One More Round or whatever. You'll see it. If you follow me on socials, you've seen it already. Yeah, I don't know. It was heartbreaking, of course, because it's a big icon of my youth, and my childhood, and my adulthood. It's just a reminder that everyone that we grew up watching, if you're in your 40s like me, I'm nearing 50, these guys are dying. They're going to have to die. They can't live to 120. Yeah. So like the people we grew up watching, if they were full grown adults when I'm watching them when I was 10 years old and I'm now nearing 50, well, do the math. Like, they're not going to stick around forever. It's heartbreaking. It's sad. But it's also like, I guess you could live to 96. That's possible. But at some point, just like Apollo, he went out on top. You know,
I think you get so used to seeing, because you know, you watch these old movies over and over again, you get so used to seeing him as Apollo in his prime. And then obviously, you know, like I watched The Mandalorian, he's in it, he's older. But then it's just like, it just hits you like, oh man, this guy's dead now. it feels like, cause you get so used to them in that young life filled performance, but unfortunately.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Carl. Love to his family and friends. Of course, the people actually close to him, the people that really should be mourning him. We mourn him as fans, but there are family and friends that are truly mourning his loss and departure. And we wish them comfort through these troubling times. To lose their truly a loved one, a father, friend, husband. I don't know if he was married at the time. He actually had three marriages. He was married three times. Wow. You know, bless his heart. I don't know if he was married at the time of his passing, but he did die peacefully in his home, or died in his home. So either he died peacefully or somebody strangled him. I'm not sure. But he died.
Let's say he didn't die like Apollo Creed, then he died peacefully. He didn't die humping the boxing ring, dying.
Apparently, there was rumors that Dolph left his home shortly before his passing. I don't know if that's anything.
This is supposed to be exhibition.
Okay, but our intention is to finish Rambo Last Blood. That is our intention, and I'm not even trying to be joking. So either we'll go like an hour and a half, we'll try to get to the end, but we still have, it's still like 10 minutes of film left. I actually looked at how much film time
to get to the end.
It's crazy how much this drawn out battle in the tunnels lasts for. It lasts a lot longer than I, and we are watching the extended version, so
he's got to kill a few more people, right?
He's got to kill a few more people. We are to get to it, so we're gonna have more Rambo coverage. Yes, we are using Rambo Last Blood as just a reason to continue our Rambo podcast, but here's some news. So Dom messaged me after our last recording, and I feel bad for Dom, and I feel bad he had sent me a message.
Don't feel bad.
No, I feel a little bit bad, and I hope you don't mind me sharing. He kind of sent me, I would say it was a panic message, but it was pretty lengthy.
It was a frantic message.
He's like, I don't know if I want to do Vietnam films. Because he's really keen on us doing the Mafia films. I know a lot of people, look, here's the thing. Everybody wants me to do my Western podcast. Everybody wants us to do the Mafia films. Everybody wants us to do the Vietnam films. So we've got a mix. Not mixed, but everybody wants us to keep working together, I think is the common denominator. Absolutely. But here's the thing. What we're going to be doing for the Rambo podcast, because this is truly a Rambo podcast, we're going to continue with the Frank coverage as per the Rambo podcast. So it will be on this feed, but we're going to continue with the Rambo cartoons, as much of them as we can that are available on YouTube. If the episode's not available on YouTube, I'm not buying the box set. I don't think Dom is. And we'll get through as many of them as we can, but we're going to treat the cartoons the same way as we have the films. So some episodes, we might not get through the whole 22-minute episode. We're going to treat the cartoons with the same coverage, exposition, and humor, I hope will be funny, as we've done with the film. So if you guys are along for that ride, the Rambo lore and coverage will continue. So if you guys are cool with that, it's going to be Frank Stallone with the Rambo cartoons. And then when the Rambo cartoons end, then we're going to go from there and investigate what we'll do from there.
What a combination.
Yeah, you're going to get Frank Stallone and the Rambo cartoon until the Rambo cartoons end on YouTube. Like, a lot of them are available on YouTube. I just don't know if all of them are available on YouTube. So. Okay. Unless there's some keen fan of our show that wants to send us the box set of the cartoons, we'll take it. The Rambo coverage will continue for months to come. Everyone's happy with that. Well, we do have some emails, though. So keep the emails coming, folks. You can still say what your thoughts were about our coverage of Rambo the films, because this is really coming to an end, the film coverage. And let us know what you think of the cartoon covers that we're going to endeavor on. This is from Donald, who's in our chat right now. He said, hey, dear Ryan and Dom, I'm so glad I didn't miss your last episode. Well, there won't be one, apparently.
It was a fake out to get viewers.
Because he says here, the old Frank episode was great trolling. Look, we didn't know it wasn't going to be our last episode.
Every episode's potentially last episode of this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. We could be canceled at any time. Anyway, we're hosted by Spotify. Our contract's coming up, just like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. We got the same kind of numbers. We're trying to work the same numbers.
I think Spotify's paying us money to not do our podcast.
Ever do a podcast together again.
Donald goes on to say, your Rambo podcast has been hilarious and informative, and I'll be sad to see it end. Well, it's not over yet. I'm looking forward to your Vietnam film coverage. Okay, so regarding this, Tom, maybe you explain, what are your feelings on the Vietnam films? Maybe just explain to people why you weren't keen on
this. Well, truthfully, I think I'm going to lose my attention span a little bit doing Vietnam movies. I have obviously more of a connection to Rambo, Sylvester Stallone, We toyed around with some ideas, maybe some action movies where it's, you know, changing just to keep it fresh. But that's really where it comes from. It's not that I'm against Vietnam movies or war movies. I think I'm going to lose interest. And I don't want to do that to you. And that's why I wanted to give you the heads up, because I know myself.
No, that's fair.
I don't want to be doing it for a month and then be like, I'm kind of getting bored. I don't want to bail on you or anything. So that's where.
No, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I totally get that. I think a lot of the fun that we have and the combination we have is a bit of the fun that we have with this character Rambo. And I think the cartoons and the Frank will feed that beast. But you did say you would cover the odd film. So the odd Vietnam film that I do will still be on the Rambo feed. So you might see folks a bonus episode like on this feed. You'll just see Apocalypse Now with so-and-so, I guess, host of another podcast. So don't panic when that happens. Dom and I are still going to be doing the Rambo and Frank coverage, but you will still see Vietnam films being covered by me and maybe even Dom in the future. But you just won't be doing it all the time. Okay.
Right.
That's the update there. I think we've tightened all the details on how this podcast feed will continue. Okay. So he just goes on to give us suggestions of different Vietnam films. So he basically asks, are you going to do strictly Vietnam films or anything that touches on it? Yes, anything that touches on it. Like Forrest Gump's a good example. There's a there's a storyline in that has Vietnam films. So yeah, we'll definitely do those type of films too.
Right.
He goes, since Last Blood deals with the Mexican drug cartel, and you said talk a little bit about the cartoon, I think you guys should watch the anti-drug episode. Oh, so there's an anti-drug episode, and he sent us the link for it. So definitely we're going to get to it. My goal, Donald, and listeners, is to do the cartoons in their TV broadcast order. So we'll get to the drug episode for sure. I don't know how serialized the cartoon is, but I think actually the first season actually does have a story arc.
There is an overarching story.
From what I read on Wikipedia, it seems like the first 5 or 6 episodes is kind of like a mini series. Yeah.
It's about him getting the people that tried to rape somebody 50 times.
I watched the first 5 minutes of the first episode. I stopped. It's like, no, I got to do a watch along with it. It's going to be a watch along reaction. So you and I are going to watch it together and kind of do a watch along reaction.
Full disclosure, I've never watched a full episode. So like I've seen probably clips, but I've never went down that rabbit hole. So I'm excited about that.
If I ever saw, I did see the episodes as a kid because I was alive and well, like I was a 10 or 12 year old when the cartoons came out, but I kind of stopped watching cartoons. But I think out of curiosity factor, I would watch the cartoon because it's Rambo, but I don't remember anything from them. So for those who are going to listen to our coverage of the cartoons, it's going to be a watch long reaction coverage, and you, the viewer, can watch us do that on your iTunes or on YouTube. It will be available on YouTube, so you can see what we're seeing. I think the fun will be YouTube, but
absolutely.
Okay. He says, keep punching. He says here, not to brag or admit guilt or put guilt on us, but he goes, I was the listener who originally posed the question, why exactly 50 times? And boy, did you guys run with it. And he says, this final episode better get 50 likes and 50 comments. Well, that'd be great if we got 50 listens. So that'd be fantastic.
That'd be nice.
The other email we got was from Jack. Jack is the host of the Drunk Bond podcast. It's part of the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. Is the Drunk Bond podcast. He's been in hiatus for a little bit because he had a baby this past year. So like old things, babies take away all our free time. he's going to be doing some new recordings are coming up, but just Google Drunk Bond podcast, Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. You'll find all of his episodes on our network. He's awesome. I love Jack. He's such a cool guy. Well, I've done some co-hosting with him as well. We did a few Chuck Norris films on the Last of the Action Heroes podcast network. Yeah, he's great. He's a great co-host. He goes, hey, guys, it's been a while since I've caught a few episodes. I've simply been too busy listening to Unwaxed. You know what he's referring to? No. Unwaxed is the Delone's Daughters podcast. So,
Right. I knew it sounded familiar.
He goes, upon listening to the most recent couple episodes, my heart was instantly warmed to hear that there is someone out there doing God's work, highlighting the life of Frank Stallone. For many years, I've been beating the Frank drum as I've discussed the beauty and wisdom of that man on my podcast. I've often said that without him, Rocky would basically look like a student film. That's so true. I mean, we wouldn't have the Rocky film today if it wasn't for Frank. You know what I mean?
Right. We wouldn't have the beautiful Take You Back musical number, singing by the fire.
By the trash cans. He goes on to say, many moons ago, Ryan and I did a podcast on a Chuck Norris movie, the title of which I have since forgotten. He tries to guess it. Born in the USA, Invasion of the Body Snatchers back in the USSR. No, it was close, Jack. It was Invasion USA. Okay.
There we go.
Invasion. Oh, freaking awesome film. Man, that's a good film. And on that episode, he goes, I asked Ryan if he followed Frank Stallone on Instagram. And he says here, and he said he did not, much to my astonishment. I told him about one recent post where, completely out of the blue, Frank was giving us his thoughts on illegal immigrants.
His expertise on illegal immigrants.
Oh, yeah. He says here, an area that he specializes in. He said that exactly. Funny. He goes, I don't know if this is where Ryan's obsession with Frank's life began, but I've been taking credit for it and will continue to do so. That's fine, Jack. Look, I've got Donald taking credit for the 50 rapes, and now we've got Jack taking credit for our Frank coverage. I mean, basically, Dom and I, we don't do anything original on our podcast. That's essentially what it amounts to. He goes, sadly, I had to start unfollowing Frank during his, quote, sing a song on my guitar every day by myself, sometimes bare-chested period. But he goes on to say, but I'm glad to hear that he's still plugging along. P.S. The explosion in the background of one of his videos made me spit out my coffee.
Same. Same.
P.S.S. Next time I'm taking a vacation, I'll be sure and go spend a weekend in the Mayo Clinic upon Frank's suggestion. He goes, legit, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anyone say. Jack, there you go.
Might get a nice shirt, Jack, that says Mayo Clinic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, where can we get a Mayo Clinic swag? That's what I want to know. All right, so that's it for our emails. But are you ready for our next segment?
Born ready.
Here's another segment of Frank Stallone. Who is this guy?
Okay, before we get to his Instagram video, we did get one more email, but it ties into our Frank segment here, where Simon, one of our faithful listeners and emailers, he found Frank's old rap record. I'll show it to you now.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he had a rap record.
Remember he was wearing his rap outfit on that last Frank song? Yes, who is this guy?
That's right.
So Simon was able to find it in the $5 bin at Walmart. Here it is. So there it is.
Yes. Of course. How could I forget Fatback in a 45? I love that album.
That's right. This is FWA. I assume that means Frank with Attitude. Is that what that
means? Yes. I'm thinking that's probably what it means.
Okay. So it's FWA, Fatback, and a 45. There's parental advisory on this record. I'm not really surprised by that. Are you surprised by that? Or
I mean, no. That's probably a lot of Frank cutting loose, though. He's going nuts. He's probably speaking his mind on a lot of different things.
Okay, so I shared this photo cover on our podcast page on Facebook. Make sure you guys follow it. He didn't send us the track listing, so I just asked our listeners if they remember, because we all owned this back when we were teenagers, if you recall. I just asked our listeners if they remembered any of the titles of the CD, and I got some of the titles if you want to hear them. So this was from Jared Talkstein, who's the host of the 25 Guys Podcasting in the First Century podcast. He said here, here's some of the some of the tracks. Pushing, there's a Trump 2024 remix. Oh, there you go. A Big Shadow. Sleeping in My Brother's Bed.
That's a deep one. That's a deep cut. Sleeping in My Brother's Bed.
The Stuff in the Basement. I don't want to know what's in Frank's basement. Oh, this is one of my favorite tracks, I got to admit. The Riz of Uncle Frizz.
Yeah, that got a lot of radio play back in the day.
That one did. Well, that was one of his cleaner tracks, I have to admit. This came from Chris. Chris is one of our faithful listeners. He's amazing. He actually legit. He's one of our three listeners who actually legit look forward to our show. I think a lot of people just listen because they have nothing else to do. He's got some more tracks here that he remembers. Dressed Like a Mook. Ain't No Bums in My House. This one caused a lot of controversy. Alt-Right Said Fred. Yo, My Hair Ain't Brillo. I think that one caused some controversy with
defending. A lot of people were claiming he wore a wig and he had to come out and attack some people.
Unmarried Bastard Blues. This was a good one. This one.
Yeah.
It was like hip hop and bluegrass combined, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He goes, my spelling ain't great, but I'm a self-made man. And then within the title, it's actually great and made or spelt incorrectly. And I don't know if Frank did it on purpose or if that was just... Yeah, it's hard to tell with him if it was intentional or not. Gee, I remembered a few tracks myself here. I remember Fences Ain't Just for Horses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that one. Yeah. And then there was another Pushing track. This was Pushing. I think this is the original one. Pushing, parentheses, Back to Where They Came From.
There's at least, if I remember correctly, there's at least 10 different versions of Pushing on that album.
He did an interesting rap version to it. For, you remember his song, There Are Two Kinds of Love from the Rocky soundtrack? There are two kinds of love that you... Well, apparently he did another song called There Are Two Kinds of Genders. Oh, actually, there are only two kinds of genders. There are only two kinds of genders. Right. Yeah,
solidifying that fact.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Those are some great tracks from that. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're going to go back to his Instagram and let's see what Frank's been up to.
I want to thank everybody that has gone to... UncleFranksBourbon.com and pre-ordered the bourbon.
Okay. I kid you not. I've had four different people reach out to me asking for help on how to order.
I need help.
Oh, you haven't found it. You're the fifth one. Oh, you haven't found it yet.
I was Googling it and I couldn't find like the link for the purchase thing.
It's insane. He has a bourbon company and you can't find him if you Google it.
I've been meaning to text you and I kept forgetting. I was like, I gotta ask Ryan how to order this because I cannot find this thing.
Just to help all of our listeners, because it's impossible to find them, write this down because I'm happy to help. And remember, this also ties into our invitation. Right now, I think Jack's going to join us. I think Katie's going to join us. We want people to join us for a taste testing episode live on the air. But the rules are you have to buy a bottle. Second rule is you have to open the bottle live on camera and do the taste testing and your opinion of that drink with us live on camera. And Dom and I will share a drink with everyone that listens to it with us or drinks with us on that episode. Right now we have two people. That's two more people than I thought would be doing it. But we invite everyone to join us with dates to be determined, but the end of March, beginning of April. It gives a chance to everyone to order. It gives a chance for Frank to send the orders. So write this down, everyone who's listening. I'm not even joking. You're the fifth person to ask me, how do I find this?
I felt like a complete idiot, honestly, because I was how can I find this link?
This is what's ridiculous. I tagged Frank that I did a pre-order. He doesn't like my photo, doesn't like it. People have literally already bought alcohol from him because of me and our show. But, you know, Frank doesn't acknowledge me, so I'm going to get here. Okay, here we go. So this is the address. All it is UncleFranksBourbon.com. Uncle Frank's, no apostrophe, of course. So it's Uncle Frank's Bourbon is BOURBON.com. UncleFranksBourbon.com will take you directly to the site. The shipping may or may not still be free. They may have fixed it. So I would recommend ordering sooner than later because right now I didn't get charged for shipping because they didn't have it ready yet. I don't even know if I'm going to get it, but it's supposed to come. It's supposed to come. I paid for it. It took money out of my bank account. They better send it.
Uncle Frank took your money already.
You're welcome, Frank. I just gave the address that you didn't give on your Instagram. People in the comments, I'm not even joking, have asked Frank, how do I get your alcohol? And I've been answering on Frank's behalf in Instagram for him.
Wow.
I've had five different people ask me how to get it, and I've been helping people on Frank's Instagram. And what did you do for me? Nothing.
Nothing.
And also our clothesline, again, everything made in the United States. And also go to our Instagram, Uncle Frank's Bourbon. And I want to thank my man, Paul Spadafora, former lightweight champion of the world from Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh kid. He has a great book out called Fighting Till the End, and I'm wearing his warm-up suit, but I'm...
More swag from his
gets free
friends.
Clothes. Man. Constantly. Every piece of wardrobe he owns is seems like somebody gave it to him.
What an amazing deal this guy has with his friends. I wear the same shirt every episode.
Same.
Fortunately, I can't fight as good as Paul. I never would. I want everyone to take...
Yeah, he was the world champ in his class and weight. I like how Frank's like, oh, I can't fight it. No, because you fought like a bum. You fought Geraldo, man. Your record's 1-0 with Geraldo. Oh, my God.
Take care. It's a weekend. Be safe. Don't be a fool. Don't take any wooden nickels. And don't take any BS. Be good. God loves you.
I'll never understand the wooden nickels thing.
I guess I have to Google it. I guess there was probably a time in America's history where people tried. It's like probably early counterfeit money.
Right. It probably goes back to some cowboy shit, honestly.
Right. Probably. Okay. So this next video, I'm just going to play it through. This was actually kind of legit. There's not really much to make fun of here, but believe it or not, we actually don't do the Frank segments to quote unquote make fun of Frank. We're actually only doing this. So people, we just want to keep on top of Frank's life.
You want to know what Frank's doing. That's it.
That's it. That's all it is. And so this is legit. He's actually skeet shooting here, and it's kind of hard to tell in the video. You might have to blow it up a little bit. I know the quality isn't very good when it gets on YouTube and stuff, but he legit hits the skeets, so I'll give him credit. So his buddy's going to shoot first. There's a guy calling out the shots, you know, pull, whatever. Frank cocks his weapon, gets it ready. Guy pulls. Whoa. It's hard to see the one on the left, but he actually gets, I think, 80% of the pulls here. I think this would be fun to do. What do you think? Would you like to go skeet shooting one day?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'd like to go with Frank.
So he just got that one there. I mean, I guess if you just do it enough, it's the same kind of angle. Like, I guess at some point you just shoot almost at the same time after the pole. So right. Frank pulls up his gun, gets ready to shoot. Guy yells pole. Stuff comes out. Boom, boom. Those weapons, they must scatter. Pellets must scatter. I think that helps with the with hitting the target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a shotgun will
scatter pellets. Right.
Not to say he's not doing a good job shooting. I'm just saying, like, it's not like it's one bullet. It's like a scattering of shots. I could be wrong. Maybe people could tell us if anyone here is a skeet shooter professional. The range officer or whatever calls safe or whatever stop firing, and there you go. That was it. That was some skeet shooting. So
impressive.
Yeah.
Good morning, Frank here. Hey. Starting the Monday off at the gym with Alex. Easy workout. Did legs, few arm movements, treadmill, out. Wednesday we'll come in. Tuesday we do something different. You don't have to do the same exercise. We did another one for arms with the rope, doing curls this way. Different hits, different muscles. And also, I wanted you to ask your opinion. I trimmed my beard.
So again, with the Frank regime, you don't have to do the same exercise every day. You know, you do arms with the rope today. We'll do something different on Tuesday. No treadmill, in and out. Boom, you're done. Just like that.
We're in, we're out. That's it. That's all you got to do.
In and out. That's all you got to do. What do you think of his beard trimming here?
Shorter beard. He looks good.
Looks good. Look good, Frank.
Now you can see my face a little bit. Now I don't look like Billy Goat Gruff. So what do you think? Also,
gotta be the most obscure reference ever that nobody knows.
Billy Goat Gruff. Do you know who that is?
I don't even know who that is, honestly.
Isn't it like a fairy tale character? Billy Goat Gruff? Did he even say it right?
Couldn't at least say like Grizzly Adams or something, like somebody like people maybe knew.
Billy Goat Gruff. It's just a goat that has a beard along with, like, your typical the beards with the goat. Yeah, the three. Okay. There's three of them. The three Billy Goats Gruff. That's the name of the children's story. There you go. And they cross the troll bridge. I believe they cross the troll bridge or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. And they have that long beard under their chin. So yeah, it's a very obscure reference. I mean, sure.
Frank's bourbon coming your way. Go for it. Have a blessed day. Don't be nobody's fool.
Don't be nobody's fool. He gets up a gangster at the end of that. Don't be nobody's fool.
That was on the rap album as well. I think that's how he opened the album.
Oh, that's right. I think he did start with that. Don't be nobody's fool. And he kicks in with pushing 2024 Trump. Again, he's plugging his bourbon. You're welcome, Frank. I just helped everyone how to get there. I really hope people join us for the drinking thing. I'm a little bit nervous. I didn't think 100 people. I didn't think 100 people would join us, but you know, I was kind of hoping. Maybe 5 to 10 people, but you know, we got time.
I definitely got to get a cowboy hat for it. Something.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, is this where he's making us pickled eggs?
I believe this may be.
And this is what I love about Frank. Well, he gives us life advice, number one. He gives us exercise regimes and how to get fit, right? And now he's going to give us some cooking. This is Cooking with Frank Stallone. Let's check it out.
Good morning, everybody. I got to tell you something. I grew up in a different era. I like pickled eggs. I like dill pickles. I like pickled pig's feet, anything pickled. Now, if you haven't had pickled quail eggs, you haven't lived.
I love how he's eating quail eggs. Of course, it has to be quail. Just get chicken eggs. You know, I love how it has to be the quail egg.
Have you ever seen pig's feet up close? Because like there's.
Yes, I have. I've seen them in the store.
Yeah, they're part of my family who eats those, some of my relatives, and ugh.
Oh, bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. He's going to tell you how to make them, even though what he showed us there was actually a store-bought jar. but he's going to tell you how to make them. Here we go.
When I tell you, these little guys taste really good. Pickled pig's eggs. Pickled pig feet and pickled eggs. Very simple to make. Make some hard-boiled eggs, peel them. You got an empty jar that was a pickle jar filled with pickles. There's no more pickles. You put them in there, shake them up, let them set for a few days, and boy, you have a good treat on the run. Remember, it ain't right if it ain't pickled. God bless you.
Oh my gosh.
He said you have a good treat on the run. What are you going to bring the jar of pickles with you? Like the jar of pickled eggs with you and start eating them while you're driving?
I guess so. I guess they're good to go. But he talked about a pickle jar with pickles in it, with the eggs, pickles. I think he just kept saying everything was pickled. Pickle jar, pickled pickles, pickled eggs. He said you shake it up and then.
Don't you put like vinegar in there or something?
No. Frank just said, do I have to go back and tell you? Go back. he actually explains it very clearly here.
Very simple to make. Make some hard-boiled eggs, peel them.
Make some hard-boiled eggs, peel the eggs. Makes sense. So far, so good.
You got an empty jar that was a pickle jar filled.
So you have an empty jar that was a pickle jar. So I think the jar that's empty had to be a pickle jar before. So that's the key here. I think that's the key one you might have missed. Have a pickle jar that's empty that used to be a pickle jar. That's what he said.
I'm assuming he's soaking them in pickle juice.
Well, he doesn't say. He just says get an empty jar.
Doesn't say
very
much.
Very simple to make. Make some hard-boiled eggs, peel them. You got an empty jar that was a pickle jar filled with pickles. There's no more pickles.
How many times did he say pickle in this video?
This is what he has said. Get an empty jar that was a pickle jar that has pickles with no more pickles. Am I going crazy? Listen to that one more time. I just want to make sure I'm going to write this down properly. I want all of our listeners to write this down properly. I don't want anyone to be lost in this.
Very simple to make. Make some hard-boiled eggs, peel them. You got an empty jar that was a pickle jar filled with pickles. There's no more pickles. You put them in there, shake them up.
Empty jar that was a pickle jar with pickles that has no more pickles. Put the eggs in there and shake it up. I'm going to write this recipe down. I'm going to post it.
Still not going to make any sense, Ryan.
Let them set for a few days, and boy, you have a good treat on the run. Remember, it ain't right if it ain't pickled. God bless you.
Here's an idea. We need to make a t-shirt. It ain't right if it ain't pickled, and somehow get it to Frank because he'll wear that shirt 100%.
Oh, that's a great idea. It ain't right if it ain't pickled, Frank Stallone. Okay, this is great. This is great because we know how dedicated Frank is to working out, right? And he leads by example. And
of course,
can we just send our thoughts and prayers to the people in LA?
Of course, thoughts and prayers. There they go.
You know why?
No, I don't know why.
It's raining. It's raining in LA, Dom. And what I love is Frank's wearing his Uncle Frank's hoodie. Remember last episode he talked about the hoodie and how good it is? He couldn't be more thrilled that he gets to show his swag and how it functions in this LA crazy weather and how it allows him to still get to the gym. It's almost like God himself allowed it to rain so Frank could plug his gear here. Check it out.
I don't want to hear any excuses for people not going to the gym. I'm 73 years old. It is raining.
So he turned the camera to show the rain. Dom, have you ever been in the rain?
I have. Sometimes I work in the rain.
Oh, you mean you still have to function when it's raining outside? Yeah, go to your car, go to work.
Yeah.
And you work in the rain. Don't you go outside and work in the rain?
Outside in the rain and get soaked.
Well, Frank, not only is he wearing his hooded Uncle Frank's camouflage jacket, he's got an umbrella too. This guy ain't getting wet for nothing.
No.
But what he's saying to us, even though it's raining, Dom, he's going to the gym. So he doesn't want to hear any excuses from you nobody.
No excuses. If you're handicapped, bound to a wheelchair or anything, doesn't hold up because he went out.
No excuses. Dude, and I love he's still wearing sunglasses. Like, okay, at some point you don't have to wear them. Like at some point it's just not sunny. You're outside, yes, but it's not sunny.
He don't want to be recognized. That's why he's wearing the sunglasses. Come on.
He's wearing Uncle Frank's swag, okay? Like... He literally has his name tag on his clothes.
Cats and dogs here in Los Angeles. And I'm here at the gym wearing my Uncle Frank's gear, ready to work out. So it comes down to your commitment. Are you willing to commit? If you're not, you're just basically pulling your own strings. You're not helping yourself. You can see how deep this water is.
You're pulling your old strings this way. I know. He gets so distracted. He's talking about these big life-saving moments, and he gets all excited when he sees a puddle. Like, he
says how deep this water is. He's literally walking on a sidewalk.
Yes, Frank, you are 73 years old, and you're acting like you've never seen rain before.
I would understand, not that I would ever understand this video, but let's say he was running in the rain, and he's like, oh, I'm jogging in the rain. But you're literally walking from your car into a building where you're dry.
Yeah. I know. He's walking from his car to the building. Yeah. But now he's going to show us how deep the puddle is. We got to see this. Just
helping yourself. You can see how deep this water is. My feet are very high. Jesus. So, look at this. My feet are now soaking wet.
Yes, because you just put your foot through the water. Like... But what a trooper. He's still going to the gym with wet feet, Dom. Can you believe this guy? No fat back for Frank.
No fat back. That's right. Dedication to not getting that fat back.
This is great. And it's cold, too. So get off your butt. Take care of business.
So get off your butt and take care of business. Here's the thing. I love you, Frank. I love you, Tierley. I love your brother. Look at Carl Weathers. He was in shape. Guess what happens?
Right. He died.
He still dies. Now, look, you live a longer life. Like, Frank's going to live longer probably than Carl did, to be honest with you. Like, Frank does take care of himself. But, like, again, we have all this time just to keep going to the gym 3 to 4 hours a day or whatever it is to dedicate. I can't do everything, Frank. I can't go to the gym and cover your Instagram on my show. Like, I'm
Thursday morning, raining like cats and dogs in California. I just wanted to show off where I put it to use. My Uncle Frank's windbreaker and hood and hat.
He's giving us another demonstration. This is demonstration video number 2 of how the hood works. Do you want to guess how the hood works, Dom, before he finishes? Do
you I'm going out on a whim here, but I think you pull it over, and then I think you tighten it. I'm not sure.
Why does he still have the umbrella out? It stopped raining. It's actually not raining right now. It's
right now, this photo, he looks like a crazy person.
Really? Just now?
I got in, perfect, no problem, right there. You can get them on UncleFranksBourbon.com. And again, like I stated earlier, no excuse. If you want to work out, get up. Alex and I were here early in the morning, torrential rain. It stopped now for a few minutes.
It stopped now for a few minutes, but I've got my umbrella just in case a raindrop comes down and I'm not ready for it. He's so afraid of rain, he has the umbrella out just in case it might rain on him. What's the point of that jacket?
No, the jacket's obviously not good enough, is what he's saying.
Is this jacket not waterproof? I guess not.
But you can do it. You're only going to get out of it what you put into it. Have a great day. God bless. Bye.
Okay. All right. So now there's some somber moments. Are you ready? So Frank, like the rest of the world, gave his feelings on the passing of Carl Weathers. So we got to keep our jokes aside here. We got to let Frank mourn his friend, Carl. See what Frank has to say about the passing of Carl Weathers here. Moment of silence. For me and you, let's have a moment of silence while Frank expresses his.
I was saddened to just hear that Carl Weathers passed away today at 76. I'd known Carl since Rocky I and all through the other movies I did. I thought.
Yeah, Rocky's one, thought, two, and three.
I did. All the movies, no, I'm sorry. I did. Like he did Rocky. Like he
made it. I really enjoyed doing those movies with Carl Weathers where I shared absolutely zero scenes with him.
And these are my gold records.
You know, those behind me, I've got my This Is the End.
He was extraordinary in Rocky I. I thought he should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And he had a good career. He was a good friend. And
when do you think the last time he talked to Carl as a friend?
Yeah, I don't. Like, when he said that good friend thing, I was like, he's not. There's no way he's friendly with him.
So Carl really never did get nominated. That's pretty bad. I know Burgess Meredith, Talia, and Sly got nominated. That is pretty bad that Carl didn't get nominated. If you think he wasn't on there much more than the boxing scene, a couple of little scenes.
That's true.
It was Rocky II where he really had screen time and dialogue compared to Part 1.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the Stallone family, we're all saddened to hear that. He was taken too young. He was always in tip-top shape, and he was a nice guy, and I considered him a friend.
Well, did he consider you a friend?
I considered him a friend. He didn't consider me a friend.
Carl probably hasn't spoken to Frank since the 80s.
Well, when you think about it, like even him and Sly had a little bit of a falling out that time. What were they doing? Was it Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, when time. Carl was asked, which is weird that Carl didn't give his permission to have his likeness shown in that film. That's weird that he didn't.
I think Sylvester Stallone, if I recall correctly, called him Apollo Greed in an article I read.
Yes, he did. He called him Apollo Greed. I know.
And my condolences go out to his family. I know he had a bunch of kids.
A bunch of kids.
I know. Let me just say the vaguest things I can say about it.
I know he had a bunch of marriages.
He had a bunch of kids.
A bunch of marriages, a bunch of kids. A
bunch of child support he had to pay.
I think he had 2 kids.
Is that a bunch? If I have 2 bananas on the table, I don't call it a bunch.
No, he got a couple of bananas. Yeah. Yeah, he had two children. He had two kids. Two kids.
Some fucking friend you are, Frank. Yeah, some fucking friend.
I think he just assumed that he... I won't say. I should.
Is this a racial thing?
I think it's a bad...
Yeah.
That's what Frank's thinking. He must have a bunch of illegitimate children running around.
Kids he hasn't seen in years. Obviously, kids pretty much all over the map he hasn't seen in years.
He had that one kid that started the Creed film.
Yeah. And everyone in the Weathers family, my condolences goes out to. And it's just a sad thing. So, folks, enjoy every day of your life and be thankful because you never know. And
it's like a threat. Like
he only Frank can make a eulogy funny. His inability to say anything properly. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I gave an off the cuff eulogy on Carl Weathers, somebody who I've never met before. I think it was okay. Like it was just off the top of my head. Like I'm not even in the industry or whatever. But his inability just to speak anything about Carl as a person. All he's told us is that I considered him a friend. He has a bunch of kids and he was in the films that I did.
You could tell like he, because this came out quick. I think this might have been up before the other thing we're going to see after, but he saw Carl Weathers was dead and he took that as an opportunity of like, I got to get on there and say something.
Yeah, I got to strike while the iron's hot to get some views on my Instagram. No, that's exactly what he did. Carl Weathers' body was still being zipped up in the body.
I don't even think Carl Weathers was pronounced dead yet in this video came up.
Frank was calling every day. Is he dead yet?
Listen, I got the video recorded already. I'm going to put it up. Is he dead yet?
Sad day for us. You know, sad day for us. Peace.
Before we get to the next video, I just want to say we got a picture here. Of course, we see Sly here on camera. Those who didn't hear, Sly did his own Instagram as well. So Sly couldn't be outdone by Frank. There's no way, right? If Frank's going to do it, Sly has to as well. Right. It went around the internet. As you know, it went around the internet. Did you happen to see it yet?
I did, yeah.
Okay. But there might be some listeners on the on this podcast who didn't get a chance yet to hear Sly's eulogy or his video. So we heard Frank's was very frank. Let's hear what Sly had to say. So we're gonna play Sly's Instagram video here. Let's check it out.
Hi, it's me, Sly Stallone, your good pal, you know, all that fun stuff, keep punching. Today's not a fun day, however. Today's a very sad day because we have lost the great Carl Weathers. And he's a good friend of mine, and he was prominent, absolutely, in making Rocky, you know, and very sad. And I'll never forget the good times, you know, with Carl and all the time. You know, he gave me my first title shot, you know, and he was always there for me. He always gave me a million, I'm going to go the distance with the champ. I went the distance with the champ, but I'll never forget when, you know, he took me in, and he brought me to his gym. He taught me how to be black. He taught me how to be black, and that was something that I could never do by myself because, obviously, I mean, you see the pigment of my color, right? The skin color, the face. But Apollo always, he always did things the way he wanted to do them, and I didn't understand that. But maybe I understand that now. And, I was there for him when he got beat to death in the ring by a Russian guy. And then we went to the gym. Not too long before that, we sparred. And he was like, you ready, Stan? And I was like, yeah, I'm ready. And he's like, ding. And I'm just down. I was thinking, and then all of a sudden, he's like, all of a sudden, I think he went to go for a drive, and I couldn't find his legs. I said, you can't go for a drive, you can't spar if you don't got any legs. But I just don't know what to do anymore. I lost him. And, you know, he was always there for me. And that's just so hard about it.
Wow, that was powerful. That was a... Sly was so shaken up by the loss of Carl that he I think he started mixing up Carl.
Yeah, I think he started blending what was real. Yeah, I spoke about him dying already.
Yeah. Sorry. I think it's one of those things where you laugh or cry. I'm just so overcome with emotion right now. I apologize. I think Sly and his grief, and maybe he's a little bit older himself. It seems like he got the Apollo character mixed up with Carl. I think that yeah. just like that happens with Stallone. People get Rocky and Stallone mixed up. I think
of course
Stallone is yeah. I think TMZ. I hate that TMZ did this. I really do hate that
yeah.
TMZ did
this.
I think I this heard is about not this. Cool. You heard about this?
Okay. I heard have about heard this and. You got to have boundaries, TMZ. You got to have boundaries.
This is kind of gross. I hate sharing this on the channel. It's a quick clip. It's like 5 seconds long, but I hate sharing it. But since TMZ has already released it to the public, I just want to share with our listeners that they were actually able to – I don't know how you were able to steal messages from people's phones, but I guess you could do that. So once Sly heard about the passing of Carl, he actually sent Carl, I guess, the last voice message that Carl would ever receive from Sly. I know it's freaking heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. It is.
It's almost kind of gross, but I don't know. TMZ's already done it. You guys make the call here. So this is the voicemail message that Sly left Carl on his phone after his passing.
There's so much more to do, Apollo. There's so much more to do. No! No!
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
That concludes another episode of Frank Stallone. Who is this guy?
Yeah, so Sly was obviously very distraught. I think at that point he was really confused about the passing of Carl. He mixed up Carl's death with Apollo's death with Mickey's death.
I think Sly needs to maybe go to the Mayo Clinic and get his head examined at this point because something's going on up there.
Here we go. So where we last left off, Rambo, remember he took out those people who fell on the spikes and then he took them out with 100 rounds of ammo while they're on the ground.
Just to make sure they're dead.
So Rambo's now picked up another weapon, another gun, and he's looking through the scopes here trying to find the last bad guy.
Yo, ballroom days are over.
And the bad guy sees the speaker. This is the main boss guy. Sees the speaker where the doors is playing. So there's one of the Bluetooth speakers there. I don't know how is the music going through that speaker, Dom? Like,
I don't
know.
The
cassette was not hooked up to anything.
Yeah. He had to have somebody from like Radio Shack or Best Buy or something come out there to do this for him.
Because he played the cassette, and that's an old style speaker, you know, like they used to use in the schools and the PA system. So anyways, so Rambo sees him. I forget the guy's name. The main bad guy sees him. And then the main bad guy sees Rambo. I think they see each other. So he's looking for Rambo. He doesn't see him just yet. He's looking for him. Oh, he shoots the speaker. He takes out the music. I love it. All that music was going through one speaker?
Just one speaker.
Oh, there are some more bad guys. So this guy stepped on some sort of nail footing trap.
Yeah, that looked like it closed on his foot.
Oh, like a bear trap. So Rambo shoots him. One of the other guys runs away. Oh, how did he die? What was that? Was that like
was that like a piece of a log or something? What was that?
You want to explain? Oh, what happened there?
God.
Okay, there's more deaths here that I forgot about. What happened to this guy?
It happened so this so guy goes, quick.
That's a grenade. He trips on it, blows up. Okay, so he goes out by grenade. Oh, and that's his body parts flying everywhere. Cool. And this guy gets something in his face. This is like Hellraiser. Like, I don't... what does he get in his face here? We have to go really slow here. I'm gonna keep... What is that?
I don't even know. Is that like two knives?
Look how his skull and face is split in half.
Yeah, does that look like two blades?
It is two swords or knives. One has taken out where the eyes are,
right
through his head, the other one through his mouth. Right. Look at that free shot. Look at that free shot there, folks.
That's gruesome.
Okay, so, but I don't know what came out of the walls or where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear. But he's dead. Now, Rambo grabbed a pickaxe. is how this guy dies. Pickaxe to the gut. I think he's running out of bullets, running out of ammo. Now he's just going old school pickaxe to the gut. It's a mining axe. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very, what do you call it? Very poetic. The very pickaxe you use to clear these tunnels.
Yeah. Killing you. What?
I never realized that there's that many more kills. Wait, how did that guy? What happened?
God.
What happened to that guy?
They don't even explain it at this point. It just.
No,
he stepped on something and he exploded.
He stepped on something and he turned into ground beef. Okay, there's a lot more bad guys left than I anticipated. I forgot there's this many. This must be the extended version then.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss guy seeing that all of his soldiers falling, of course, turned to ground beef. So there's still three baddies here with laser weapons. How did these guys go? Did he just cave them in?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Okay. So those three guys get buried by rubble. That's pretty clever. All right. Now is it just him? So he's got hit. He's got hit in the gut. So Rambo is hit in
gunpowder.
That's the same area where he got hit in Rambo 3.
I think so.
He doesn't have time to do gunpowder right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just the two of them now. What do you think?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. He called for him. Say, come on, follow me through the tunnels. It is just him and him. Okay. So now bad guy's chasing Rambo through the tunnels. Rambo's just one step ahead, one curve ahead, leading him to the barn, I think, if I remember. Oh, he's got hit in the shoulder now.
Ooh. Hey, after you saw all the booby traps that this guy planted, would you really chase after him at full speed like that?
Yeah, what I love is how everything is. We can just assume that everything has been said at this point. He can freely run through. Was it bad guy that turned off the lights, or was it Rambo that turned off the lights in the tunnels?
I didn't catch it.
Here, we got some dialogue, guys. So Rambo says they're all dead. So now he's talking to the main boss guy here.
They're all dead. Apollo's dead. Apollo's dead. Mickey's dead. And Bert.
They're all dead. All of them. I could have killed you 10 times.
That's a little bit of a callback, of course, to the first Rambo film. I could have killed them all. I'll give you a war you'll never forget. This is the callback to that. That's what we're seeing here. And I get it. It's kind of, it's almost too much. But what we're seeing is his ability and his capability to do the war that people will never forget type thing. This is the war.
I don't want to do this. Fuck you. Fuck you, Disney. I want you to feel my rage.
Now, just think about the Rambo character from the first film to this one. Do you see that character doing this way? I guess to some degree, I get it, because the traps that he set for the cops were brutal. Right. They were brutal. And they were all non-lethal, but they were brutal. They, you know, through the legs and tied them to the tree, and he had his knife to the throat of Teasel, and he almost killed him on the police station floor. This is kind of reversed in that he kills all these guys now and saves this guy for last, saying, you know, I am now going to rip out your heart. And
literally.
Well, and no spoilers. Maybe somebody hasn't seen the film yet. Actually, that's true. Remember, we read the email. There's one guy who's watching this movie with us.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Spoiler for that. Our one listener who's listening to this podcast, who's never seen the films, parts four and five, they only know it through our podcast. Isn't that weird?
Like you did mine. You want to live? Follow the lights.
Oh, so it wasn't the turn off the lights. Now you're saying you want to live, follow the lights. Well, that possibly couldn't be a trap.
I guess he's got no choice now.
Oh, because it's caving in on itself. Okay. Oh, that's right. He didn't tell the guy to follow them quickly.
What if he just would have, like, got buried alive down there? You just would have saw Rambo just looking down disappointed, like, with his knife. Just him not ripping out his heart.
So this is pretty cool, though. We got some good CGI here of the land being imploded in. The tunnels are collapsing, and and some good little action sequence here of the land basically being destroyed. It also shows you just how big the tunnels are, which is crazy that Rambo dug these tunnels out with that pickaxe. Isn't that kind of insane to you? Like, yeah. Where did he do with all the dirt?
And no way.
Where was it excavated to? You know, did he have a dump truck? Did he have people helping him out? Did he rent equipment? So he's in the barn now. The bad guy's in the barn. Now, remember earlier, folks, we saw Rambo practicing the bow and arrow with the cards.
That's right.
I wonder if that was a foreshadow of something that's coming up. So the bad guy is in here now. He's, you know, got dust in his mouth and he's got some injuries from the blowing up of the tunnels. But he knows he's got to kill Rambo. He knows he can't leave this situation without killing Rambo. There's no other choice. He's loading up his weapon again, trying to find Rambo, trying to figure out where he is. Can't see him anywhere. He's determined to shoot, determined to find him. He's got his back up against the barn door where the cards were. I think this is where they were. Oh, here we go. Okay, one arrow in the shoulder. Arrow two in the other shoulder. Arrow three in the right thigh. Arrow four in the left thigh. And I'm just doing this for our listener who doesn't know the film. So now this guy's pinned up against the barn door with four arrows and I'm exactly where the cards were. I love it. So he's pinned up against the barn door. He ain't going anywhere, Dom.
He's trapped.
Rambo drops the bow, walks to him slowly. He screams in pain. This is a horror film.
This really is. Especially the silhouette, the shadow right there, him walking towards him.
Yeah, that could be like Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers walking this way. This knife, I believe, is called the Heartstopper. I think that was the name of this knife by the guy that created the knife.
What do you think that knife's going to do, that Heartstopper?
The Heartstopper. You see how he kind of shrugged his shoulders a little bit to get ready for this? He's psyching himself up a little bit, getting ready to do it. Walking ever so closer. Here we go.
This is what it feels like.
Look at his hair in the back there. He looks great. This is what it feels like. What might this feel like, Dom?
Well, this is just kind of similar to getting raped 50 times and getting your fucking head cut off.
He's doing open heart surgery. He just...
Now this is really where it becomes like Hellraiser, though. Like a pinhead.
Yeah, this is... Hellraiser, Pinhead,
Saw,
Jason Voorhees, Saw, all rolled into one. Can you imagine this? There it is. He shows it to him.
Could you imagine?
Remember that scene in the Temple of Doom?
But could you imagine, you think about, and this is all leading up to this, like think about where First Blood is as a movie. How that movie is. And then look at how the final frames end of this movie. Like, he just cut a guy's heart out and he's holding it in front of him. You can understand why the author did not like this movie and bash this movie.
There he is. Hold that heart. That's a big heart. I think, they say your heart is the size of a fist, right? It's the size of your fist. And your brain, I think, is the size of your two fists, I think. Give or take. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a good point by Donald. I agree. He says, I don't care how unrealistic it is, but Rambo should have killed him with the letter opener that Gabby made for him.
That would have been cool.
So Buddy sees his heart, just lives long enough just to see his heart.
Yeah, just to see it in his hand.
He's dead, Rambo. He's dead. He takes one last look at his carnage.
Just to make sure, you know.
What's crazy is that the cops will come here and see this carnage and death. They're going to go through these tunnels. They're going to see. There's that Rambo horn. You hear that Rambo horn?
I've lived in a world of death.
It's just the ripping out the heart. As much as I enjoy it, like, you can't take anything serious anymore after you just cut out a guy's heart and showed it to him.
But I love poetic ramble here.
Yeah.
He's thinking his thoughts as he's walking to his dad's rocking chair. These are the thoughts going through his head.
I lived in a world of death, much of which I created.
Yeah, I created my own world of death.
I lived in a world of death. I tried to come home, but I never really arrived.
Get that, Dom? He's there physically, but he's never really back home. There is no home. He can never go back.
Part of my mind and soul got lost along the way. But my heart was still here where I was born.
So this is the house he was born in. Mm. They've been here forever. Oh, you know, to be fair, maybe he started working in those tunnels before he went to Nam, for all we know.
That's possible. Yeah. That would make more sense.
Where I would defend to the end.
And he did.
The only family I've ever known.
Mick.
The only home I've ever known.
No.
All the ones I've loved are now ghosts. But I will fight. To keep what? Their memories alive.
It's just like the ramblings of him after he ripped out a heart.
He goes, I will fight to keep their memories alive forever. But they're all dead. There's no one left to fight. But there's no one. I will fight.
To keep their memories alive forever.
At this point, he has to keep himself alive. He's the only one that holds these memories. Okay, so the camera pans out. Now, here's a little bit of trivia. In the movie original filming, I believe this is true. You can let me know if I'm wrong. In the original movie, the rocking chair stopped, but they CGI'd it to keep it rocking because they didn't want Rambo to look like he might have died.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, still rocking, which is interesting because we're going to see later here, there's going to be a scene of him riding off on the horse, which we'll get to, which I don't think everyone saw that. Apparently, that wasn't in everyone's version. That's why they kept the rocking here. So other people didn't see the horse part, which indicates that they wanted to show you that he was still alive. But they're going to definitely show you that he's still alive at the very least. What they go into now is it pans away, and I have to mute it for the music purposes, but it pans away, and we get to see some cool little photo, 3D photo versions of the montage of the films. Remember the end of Rocky V when they thought yes. that was the last Rocky yes. film? And we got the Measure of a Man song.
Elton with John, the, yeah.
Well, this is the Measure of a Man version for the Rambo film, which is ironically part five, is we get the same photo montage of the films where the viewers reminded, remember when the films were good? Remember when the franchise was good? Donald goes, I've never seen the horse. I've always heard about it. I thought it was fake. So Donald's going to see it for the first time on our Ooh. Podcast. Maybe we should just end it now. We should just end it now so he doesn't get to see it. So that's now we're just seeing all the different scenes of Rambo and First Blood, you know, with the credits of the film that we have now.
Remember when I was in First remember? Blood and it was good?
Remember when it was actually a good movie?
Now we're doing part two. Again, I'd recommend watching this on our YouTube if you haven't seen it, because I don't know if this montage was shown in all the films. It must have been. It shows the montage, of course, of all the different classic moments in the films, the cutting of the face, Rambo getting the POW out of the camp, dying, him in the mud.
Him in the mud.
Yeah. The mud. Yeah, classic scene. So him blowing up the bridge or the vehicles on the bridge with his bow and arrow. The fire bombings.
Just got to do sound effects.
Now we get the stick fight moment. Remember the stick fight? Yeah, so he's got to save Troutman now. Afghanis that he saved and killed at the same time. So all the montage, which I find interesting, all the montage is just Sly. It's just Sly as the Rambo
Nobody
character.
Else.
Very, yeah. Him on the horse with the Molotov cocktail classic scene. Now we're at Rambo 4.
The noticeable difference in the size of his head here.
Rambo forehead. Oh, yeah. So he turns the guy into hamburger meat. And then they actually show the hamburger meat scene. I love it.
They should have shown him yelling about the raping.
And now he's coming home. Oh, you remember that film you just watched? Well, we're going to show you.
Yeah. We're going to get a recap of that. Remember when she got raped and
remember
killed?
She got raped? And remember when I broke that guy's collarbone? And remember when I got beaten up by the guys that raped? Remember when I saved her from being raped?
But then she died.
Then she died?
Remember when I potentially died on the rocking chair? You remember when I got on the horse and they didn't show this? You don't remember it because it's happening right now.
You see, I didn't see this. I didn't see this in theater.
People are going to see this for the first time. So if you're not watching this on YouTube, folks, I don't know how to help you here. That's right. Here he is on the rocking chair. Watch quickly. He's walking away from the rocking chair, saddles the horse. There he goes, grabs the saddle, and off he goes.
Ride it off the sunset. Dead. I'm not dead.
Maybe Donald did see in the theater, but it was so quick because I even missed it.
It is quick. Yeah, it is quick.
What's your theories? Is he alive or dead?
I don't think Rambo's dead. I don't think Sly has the heart to kill Rambo. Or
then what's your fan fiction then?
My fan fiction would be that he rides off and he goes somewhere similar to Burma and he starts his ferrying people around business again. He grows the long hair out again, starts rocking the bandana again.
I have some legit fan fiction.
Okay.
He is going back to his people, the Native Americans. He's going off to the wilderness, the mountains, the woods. He goes off to be with the natives. And if there's a Rambo 6, he'll fight with the Native Americans.
He's living amongst the Indians.
That's right. He lives with his people because he's part, remember, he's part German Indian.
So you want to see Rambo 6. He's full-blown brown face, you want to see.
Yeah.
That's what, that's what I'm taking away.
He puts on brown face. What would his Indian name be?
Man Who Kills a Lot. Chief Heart Ripper.
Chief Heart Ripper. There you go. That's it, folks. That is the end of our... We finished it. We done it.
We have done it. We have done the Rambo movies. If there was a perfect universe right now, we'd get off this podcast and then Sly would announce Rambo 6.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Will Sly live long enough during our coverage of the cartoons? So the next episode will be...
that's the question now.
Well, since I started the Rocky podcast, Burt Young and Carl have died. Now, the Rambo, Talia Shire is still alive, though. Next episode, folks, it's still going to be the Rambo series podcast, but it's going to be called It's a Long Road - Rambo Force of Freedom, Episode 1. Yeah, I can't wait for you to hear the guy's voice that plays Rambo.
I'm excited. I'm not even looking up anything.
Don't look up anything. I literally watched the first 5 minutes. I'm like, no, we got to cover the cartoon with the same determination coverage that we did. So that means it might take 2 or 3 episodes to get through one cartoon, if everyone's okay with that. Because they play out like their stories and the storylines and there's characters. So we got a lot to cover. All right. Well, that's it, man. Rambo. I'm sad. The Rambo film coverage is over unless we get a Rambo 6. But fear not, dear listener. Frank coverage will continue along with Rambo cartoons, Force of Freedom. It's funny. We had some people stop watching our show live after we were done Frank. I'm not even joking. When we stopped doing Frank, people dropped off live. So I don't know, man. I think people watch Frank and not even the Rambo 5 coverage. Okay. With that, Dom, this episode's over.
Nothing is over, Ryan. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. You asked me to co-host. I didn't ask you.